Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And as we say, we are not experts.
No, we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, our wonderful listeners. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're podcast hosts, not experts.
Nope.
We always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And we really, really, really love to hear from you. If you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390. Or you can email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. Follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password over there is serums. And you can sign up for our newsletter at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter.
Tell me about those undies that you have on, Dori.
That sounds kind of erotic.
Well, it is. You have new underwear and you're shouting it from the rooftops of this podcast.
I do. So to give everyone a little bit of background, for a long
literally
time,
I tried.
Nope.
I tried.
Nope.
Wow. Go on.
Okay. So for a really long time, I wore the Gap Breathe underwear. Mm-hmm. They used to make a high-rise bikini. They seem to no longer make this style.
That's the worst feeling.
And I like a high-rise.
A high rise means like it kind of cuts up way high in your hip? Or do you mean, is it a high waist?
No. High waist. High waist.
I see. High waist. So hold on. Let me just feel where my underwear goes. I'm sorry. I'm just going to lift up my dress.
No.
Okay. So mine, when I like hike it up, it just covers my belly button. Is yours much higher?
No. That's what I like.
Okay. I like that too.
I want it to reach the belly button. Okay. And when it doesn't reach the belly button, I just feel like I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, it feels like it's falling down.
Yes. So I've been on a sort of like casual quest to replace this underwear, which now like it's like stretched out. It's like it's just not great. I need to like get some new underwear. So I tried some underwear from Soma, which had been highly recommended, but they're like not high rise enough. And my stomach just sort of like rolls, like they roll down. You know when that happens?
Yes, it is the worst feeling.
Yeah, it's the worst feeling. And I was just like, no, these don't work for me. I'd seen people recommending the Girlfriend Collective underwear. And so I was like, all right, let me try this out. So I bought three pairs of their high rise briefs. And I really like them so far.
These are cotton?
No. They are not cotton. They are more of like a moisture wicking situation. They are made of 80% recycled plastic bottles.
Nice.
And 20% spandex. They are moisture wicking Cool Max. They have a moisture wicking Cool Max liner at the gusset.
Gusset our belly? What the fuck is a gusset?
No, the gusset is like under your vagina.
A gusset is?
Yeah.
Isn't that a taint?
No, it's on the underwear. Not the body part.
The body. Oh god. Whoops. Whoops.
Or not vagina. Whatever anatomy you have down there. That is where things rest, if you will. The undercarriage.
Undercarriage. I like that.
Yes. I find them to be very comfortable. I like the high rise nature of them. I feel like I could use a tad more butt and like vag coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just like half a centimeter too, like they cut in a little too much, but it's not a huge deal. It's not a deal breaker for me.
So they're not like riding into your crack.
Correct. They are not riding into my crack, if you will. So I'm into them, and I like Girlfriend Collective as a brand. They're very size inclusive. The underwear that I got go up to 6XL. And you know, they use all these recycled materials and et cetera, et cetera. People also love their leggings, which I have not tried.
I've tried their leggings. I like them.
I'm on board with this underwear. It's like a little bit more than I usually spend on underwear. They're $18 a pair. They offer a bulk discount. Like if you buy a few, you get a discount. So there's that. But the only other thing that I don't like love is that they say to machine wash cold and lay flat to dry. Let's just be honest. Like I am never going to lay my underwear flat to dry. Like that's just not going to happen.
No, I've never done that in my life.
So I'm a little bit like,
yeah, I would be meh too.
So I'm probably just going to tumble dry low like I do on everything else and just hope that it doesn't destroy them. So I wish they weren't lay flat to dry. That is like a little bit inconvenient in my opinion.
I wonder what's going to happen if you don't lay them flat and let them dry.
We'll find out.
I can't wait to find out.
So I endorse these. I'm a fan.
Okay.
But let's switch gears and talk about your dream weekend that you just had.
A dream weekend?
I mean, that's kind of how you're talking about it.
Okay. Well, before we do, I did just want to say that on the underwear topic, I did want to mention that I recently tried some Skims products.
Mm-hmm.
And I can do a full report back because I am loving their bodysuits, but I did try their fits and I love their pajamas. I tried their Fits Everybody full brief and I didn't love that. It didn't have enough like hold on the butt cheeks. You know what I mean? Like it was soft.
Okay.
It's a nice kind of light underpant, but it didn't, I feel like it didn't hang on tight. You know what I mean? I like my underwear to like grip me and not move. So that was my review of that one pair of underpants, but I will come back with some more Skims thoughts later because I am, kind of into Skims, I gotta say.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great bra from Skims. Yeah. Now, back to what you brought up. Yeah, Dory, I went camping this weekend with four other families. We went to a place called El Capitan State Beach, which is just north of Santa Barbara, right on the ocean here in California.
Were these all families who have like kids, your kids' age?
Yes. These are all families who we have known for a while through school, and our kids all know each other. And so it was, but we hadn't, a lot of them had seen each other in a long time because of COVID, and we, you know, some of the parents hadn't seen each other. So we were all different levels of camping. Like I have one friend who has a camper and they go what's called boondocking with their camper, meaning they just like bring it to land and drive it into the wilderness and sleep in there. Yeah. They're more hardcore. Then you have me who was borrowing all their tenting equipment because we have not, even though I have camped and backpacked and I've even trekked, but it's been about like 2 decades and my kids have never gone camping. And it was like the thing that I thought we would do so much with kids, and then we've never just done it. So I feel like I've completely like neglected my children in this regard of like not providing them with this nature experience. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we had such a great time. It was really wonderful to be with friends.
Yeah.
We were outside all together, so we weren't masked, and it was like it was the most normal I have felt in a year and a half, I have to say, of just getting to kind of spend time and not do any sort of anxiety dance with people. And I mean, it was just so fun. We just had laughs and the kids had so much fun, and it was a really beautiful place. We spent the whole day down at the beach. Our camping site was right on the water. So like we went to bed with like the sound of the sea talking to us every night. And it was and I will also just note is that this took place the weekend over the 20th anniversary of September 11th. And it was really good for me to not be on social media all day. And look, I know everyone, if you are our age, everyone has their own relationship to, September 11th and the anniversary. And it brings up a lot of feelings for everybody. And I was really grateful not to be, I was just not on my phone. My phone was like in my car, and I just was really present, which I feel like I'm not very good at being very present. And so I went in the ocean and like swam a lot, which I don't normally do. I just kind of really felt very present. Now, I did forget my toothbrush. And that was not a good feeling.
Yeah.
And
you weren't near anywhere where you could just like pop out and get a toothbrush.
I guess I could have left and gone to get one, but I was like, once I was there, I just wanted to be there.
Right. Yeah.
To be honest, that didn't even dawn on me. I was just like, well, no toothbrush. And then I said, like, no one in my family was like gung-ho about sharing except my 8-year-old.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
Like, the 8-year-old was the only one who was like, you can use mine. But like, and I love her so much. But like, Anthony was like, you know, her toothbrush was, I found it on the bathroom floor like this morning before we left. And I was like, yeah, I know. Like the 8-year-old's still learning hygiene. So when I got home, I basically did the equivalent of like a bath, but for my teeth. I flossed, brushed for like 5 minutes. It felt great. So
great.
I think that we all agreed as a family that we want to do this more. I would love to just go camping with friends, even without kids there. Like it was just so much fun. So I posted in the Forever 35 Outdoors group about it. I bought myself some Chaco hiking sandals, which were very comfortable to wear while camping. So I'm just camping. Kate she's here. She's arrived.
I'm here for camping, Kate.
I mean, I did have a thought of like, I wonder if Dory and Matt want to go camping. Do they?
Dory does.
Does Matt?
I think. Well, here's my like question/concern. How does it work with a 2-year-old?
You know, I will say there were 2 2-year-olds and an 8-month-old baby with us, and then a bunch of like 7 to 11-year-olds. And I think it is harder with the younger ones. My friends with the 2-year-olds definitely like, you know, they were up earlier. The 2-year-olds had a harder time going to bed. They brought a pack. They brought pack and plays.
I was going to ask. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they did bring pack and plays.
Pack and plays in the tent.
And they put them in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So definitely easier on my end with the 8 and the 10-year-old.
Yeah. And look, I know a lot of, there are a lot of parents who camp with toddlers and babies. Like, it's not unusual to do that. I just don't know if I, Dori Shafrir, am personally ready to camp with my 2-year-old.
Well, let's take a rain check for now and circle back in like 3 years.
And I'm also like, how would a nap work? Like, did the 2-year-olds nap? They didn't nap.
No, my friend had to like drive her 2-year-old around. Like, it was definitely, yeah. I did not like envy my friends with the little ones.
That seems like not ideal.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's circle back in like 2 to 3 years.
Great. I would love that. And if anyone, like, I am definitely intrigued. I need to camp more. So if anyone in the greater California area wants to tell me where to go camping.
Now that I'm saying this, I have
you'll
a
go
very,
on a backpacking trip with me?
Well, I will, but I also have, there's a photograph in a that I'm picturing from a family photo album of my family camping. And it's me, my brother, and my parents. My brother is less than a year old in this picture. I am probably 3. And like, it was fine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. like they figured it out. And there, I feel like there is a little bit of like a boomer element when they're, where they're just like, what? We flew internationally with 3 kids under 8. Like,
I know.
What's your problem? And I'm just like, I can't go on a 3-hour drive with 1 child. But you know, maybe I should just like, maybe we should just do it and see. Maybe it won't be as bad. Maybe I need to just like chill the fuck out.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Look, there's no rush.
No, there's no rush, but also like maybe I think, I don't know. Now we're getting off on a real tangent, but like I think sometimes I'm so like, we have him on a schedule and he has a routine. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm so like wedded to the routine that I can't even fathom a situation where he would be out of his routine. Like, if he skipped his nap for a weekend, the world would not end. You know what I mean?
You're right. You're right. But you also might not have fun.
Like, but I also might not have fun. Totally. So anyway, that's just, just some thoughts. But yes, I would love to go backpacking with you.
I feel like I've been bitten by the nature bug, literally a mosquito, and I'm ready to get out there. All right, let's take a break and we're going to come back and we have some Floby fans and we have a heart.
It's going to be a party. You know,
a heartier email. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right, we're back. Important text. Pause the pod moment to let you know I saw an interview with George Clooney, and he has a Flowbee, and that's exclusively how he cuts his hair. Wow, did not know that.
I don't buy this.
As long as I'm texting, I've had a skincare question that I don't think I've ever really heard the answer to. How long should you wait between skincare steps?
Okay, first, on the topic of George Clooney using a Flowbee, I am inclined to say that this is George Clooney giving a great interview. And there is no way in hell that George Clooney still to this day uses a Flowbee. This is him being charming and relatable and like likable. There's just no way.
I think I agree. Yeah.
George Clooney of the Italian Lake Mansion, George Clooney? No.
Yeah, there's just no way.
I once interviewed him on a red carpet, and he is magnetic.
I mean, he's a handsome man.
Yes, and charming. He made a point of stopping to talk to every person on this red carpet. And like, if you're not one of the bigger outlets, you're one of the, like, the kind of peon outlets, like where I was back in the, like, the toward the end of the line, a lot of times people don't stop to talk to you, and he talked to literally like everyone. So for that, I like him forever. But I just can't believe that a mall is helping. Like, I would be like, what? No. Anyway,
yeah,
I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I can't imagine a mall is like down with that.
No. Now, if he wants to come on the show, I mean, either of them, a mall would be, no disrespect to George, a way more interesting interview. We welcome them both.
Yep.
We'll jump on the chance to get on this podcast.
Yep.
Okay. So moving on with the next question from this listener. How often do you wait between skincare steps?
I think it depends.
Go on.
Well, I think there's, like, I feel like I've read some stuff where, like, you're supposed to put stuff on when your skin is damp.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I personally like to have my skin a little bit damp, and I put my serum on, and then I don't wait for the serum to dry before I put my moisturizer on.
So I have gotten into the habit of kind of waiting after I put on my hyaluronic acid and letting that dry, and then adding my next step. And I don't know why. And I have not Googled this, so I'm just giving you like what I do. I also will say with a retinol, I do think you want your skin to be dry.
Yes.
And I have circled back to the A313 vitamin A retinol cream from France that I've talked about on this podcast that made me itch all night long. And truly, and from what I've read, the reason I was itching all night long is because there was still a little bit of wetness on my face. So I keep it on my bedside table now. And I've used it a couple times with less itching. Still a little bit itching.
Wow.
But I do think with retinol, you do want to wait for dry skin.
Yes, I agree with you there.
But I don't think you need to be precious otherwise.
Yeah.
About like sitting and letting things absorb. I hope someone proves me wrong because, again, not an expert.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear what people say about this, too.
Yeah. All right. Dory. Moving
yes.
on.
Okay.
But still in the Floby category. We've got a voicemail.
Still in the Floby zone. Let's play this voicemail.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Sarah. I had to pause the pod and record a voice memo before I forgot, but my mother was one of those people who had a Floby. I am a child of the early 80s, and I have two sisters, and all three of us had our hair cut not only by a Floby, but a Floby that was hooked up to our house's central vac system. So all of the hair went right into the central vac, and my mom thought it was the greatest invention ever. And now looking back at pictures from that period in our life, my sisters and I are convinced it was the worst invention ever. We have often commented on the fact that we all spend a lot of money to get our hair professionally done and have ever since we were able to afford it on our own because we realized how much it traumatized us to have our hair cut by the Floby. So yes, the Floby existed and my mother was a huge fan of everything as seen on TV and she took the Floby out on several occasions to trim our hair. Thanks so much for the podcast and hope you both stay healthy.
Wow.
Okay.
This I mom committed.
This. Yeah. And I also just want to say I love the reference of a central vac system because
I don't even know what that means.
I believe it is where your house is essentially like wired. Installed a vacuuming system through the house where like you go in a room and there's a tube and you vacuum and it's like connected to the wall.
That's a real thing?
Or are you just
picturing this?
To me, a central vac system is up there with fancy things people had in their homes in the 80s along with like the water and ice on the front of a refrigerator and a laundry chute from the second floor to the basement. Like these are things that
you
I
don't
feel
think
like
she just meant the HVAC system.
No,
Wait. It was like an actual vacuum situation. Don't know. I'm asking because that was my thought. Then I was like, how would she hook that up to the HVAC? Like, I don't know.
Well, I'm looking this up because now I'm wondering, did I make up a vacuum system that lives in the walls of people's homes?
I mean, it sounds cool.
I don't know. It's possible that I did. Central vacuum system, built-in vacuum systems. I don't know.
That's wild. Like, if that's a real thing, that is wild.
Wait, Dory, I'm now embarrassed. Like, did I make up that? No, here it is.
It is.
Local central vac experts. Yes. Built-in vacuum systems. Yes. This is a real thing. The vacuum just comes out of the wall. And I think it's in lots of rooms.
Have you heard of this?
Yes,
well,
I told you. It's in my head as like 80s fancy things. Yes, I'm looking at a literal website that does it right now. Okay. The more you know.
Seriously.
Ooh, okay. I also like, does anyone else have things like that from the 80s or from their childhood that represents like fanciness? Like ice makers. What are those things?
Voicemail recorders? answering machines?
Answering machines, those things. Those that felt was so
not,
fancy.
That was not a sign of fanciness. I think most people had an answering machine.
I can remember when my family finally got an answering machine. We didn't have one for so long.
I mean, I think that's kind of a flex. Like, I remember
kind of like people who are like, we don't watch TV.
Yeah, like my my college boyfriend's aunt and uncle, who were like this sort of like glam childless couple who lived in Manhattan, they didn't have call waiting.
Ooh,
like deliberately didn't have call waiting. And I was like, wow, okay, that's a flex. Anyway, separate line for the kids was always like
major fancy.
Super fancy to me in my head. Because we obviously didn't have that.
Nope.
Yeah, but there were a lot of things like that.
Well, thank you for this wonderful nostalgic memory, listener.
I mean, for a while, even like having cable was fancy.
Yes.
Like in the early 80s, we didn't have cable till 1986.
That's when we got cable.
I feel like that was the tipping point for a lot of people.
People were like, this is here to stay.
Yeah. Like we better sign up for this. Mm-hmm. Remember there were A channels and B channels?
I don't remember that.
Okay. Now we're getting a little in the weeds. Anyway.
Really? This will make a great topical podcast of just like vague things from the 80s that we remember.
That should be our next podcast. Vague things from the 80s we remember.
I would love to make that podcast episode. Honestly, like, because the memories are vague now at this point.
They are vague.
Like, I'm pretty sure I didn't have the real jellies. I had like imitation jellies. And I remember feeling like embarrassed about that.
Mm.
Do you remember, like, you know, like stuff like that. Also just like, why were jellies even cool? They were sweaty.
Yeah, they were sweaty. I think I had one pair. I wasn't like super into them. But remember the bracelets?
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Moving on. To a weightier topic, if you will.
I know.
All right. To my lovely friends, Kat and Dor. I have been with my partner for close to 7 years, and we get along really well. We have a beautiful 8-month-old who we both just adore. In my heart of hearts, I know that this is not the right relationship for me. While I do enjoy my partner's company, we are missing fundamental compatibility, shared interests, a deep emotional and sexual connection, passion of any kind, and to a lesser extent, a difference in values. We are truly closer to housemates, and at 32, I struggle to imagine living the rest of my life missing what I see as fundamental components to a relationship. Obviously, it's not simple. We have a child and an apartment together, which we will have to sell. My question for your listeners, how do I navigate this? I'm honestly willing to hold out on the breakup for a while as I cannot imagine looking after a baby alone and selling my place at the same time. I know people do it and I wish I was stronger, but I guess I want to know, is it always better to break up sooner than later? And when is a good age with a baby? And any other tips? I can stay with my parents for a while and I'm in the very privileged position of having a job and somewhat of a safety net.
Tough one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's also just first, like, you are strong.
Totally.
So no comparisons to other people. This is not a matter of, quote, strength. Okay, so let's just first say that. I think that if you feel like your relationship is over and you are not interested in trying to navigate working it out, couples counseling, et cetera, your own therapy, whatever, then there truly is, unless you are financially or safety-wise unable to leave, I think you should just begin the process. Because, I don't know, like every day is a wasted day. You know what I mean? Like you just don't know what tomorrow is. So I don't think there is any point if you truly feel like this relationship is done and that you would be better as, you know, not as partners and as co-parents of your child, then I think you should begin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you yeah. say you have a job and you can stay with your parents and you have a safety net. And so, you know, I think you navigate this by starting the conversation with your spouse. and prepare yourself for a variety of reactions. They may want to work on the relationship. I mean, who, I don't know, but I think today's the day.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that you writing this, like, you kind of know that too.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't speak on what it's like to be a child of divorced or separated parents. I've never lived through that. And you just asked, like, what is a good age with a baby? And I'm not sure if you're asking, like, I don't quite know what you mean by that question, but I think, like, the best thing for your kid is is also probably the best thing for you and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's best for you and your partner is what's best for your child. Like, waiting until your child's two or sleeping. I just don't know. I guess I'm stumped by that part of the question.
Yeah.
Like, don't hold out on the breakup.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to look after your baby alone.
Yeah. And it sounds like you have, like you said, you have a strong support system. You can go to your parents.
Yes.
So, yeah, but we'll be thinking of you. Good luck.
Yeah, this is freaking hard. But also, kudos to you, I think, for, like, listening to your inner voice and knowing what is right for you.
Yeah, and listening to your gut.
Yeah. All right, we're going to pause and come back with a text and a voicemail.
All right, be right back.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
All right. We are back with a text. Hi, Kate and Dory. I had to text and tell you that I just got off the train from London to Paris, first trip since the pandemic, and saw that I was traveling with Andrea from Call My Agent. I got so excited, and you were the first people I thought to text. She looked very chic, picked up a GQ magazine on her way off the train, walked extremely slowly for some reason, and didn't have her mask on. Disappointing, but allowed me to recognize her. She got off in Paris and walked out of the station into her probably glamorous Parisian day. Thanks for indulging my fangirling and for the great podcast. Hope you're both well and surviving this weird and difficult time. Shana Tova to Dory as well.
Wow.
Well, thank you for this important sighting.
I love a European celebrity sighting.
Yes.
In Europe.
Yes. Love this sighting.
You don't know who we are talking about. What is his name? Claire Cotton? Is that her name? What's her
name? Camille Cotin, I think is her name.
Claire Cotton. I just said that like the most American. Yeah.
Camille Cotin is her name.
Claire Cotton. God help
me. Let's call her Claire Cotton.
Claire Cotton. When she comes to America, she's Claire Cotton. Camille Cotin. She's a stunning human. and an amazing actor. And if you haven't taken Dory's advice and watched
Seriously,
Call My Agent.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, so good. All right. Well, listen, we have another voicemail also from France.
I mean, look at us with all these French listeners. Okay.
Hello, Captain Dore. I had to tell you tonight, I'm out on my walk listening to your podcast. And when Dory said, bye, I said, bye. And the people I was walking past at the time gave me a very strange look. Anyway, thanks for keeping me company. Bye.
Bye.
I should specify that the listener did say in their email that they were in France.
I love this. You can always respond to us.
Yeah, I talk to podcasts for sure.
Yeah.
This is a two-sided conversation.
It is. We talk to you, you talk to us.
Yeah.
This is great. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Well.
Well.
Bonjour. Kate? I mean, not bonjour. How do you say goodbye? Thank
you. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, everyone.
Ciao.